What would someone be surprised to know about you?
Well, I actually just talked about this in an interview earlier today, so the cat's out of the bag. So I think that my underground fans are Battle Axe Warriors, the Swollen Army, just underground fans in general would be surprised to know that I like some of the mainstream rappers that they probably are, you know, like totally against that kind of stuff. Like, I enjoy listening. There's a time and a place where I might be cleaning up my crib or drive on a nice drive, where I love listening to French Montana or Drake and you know, certain Lil Wayne songs and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think that people will be surprised to know that I do enjoy some relevant mainstream hip hop. I like listening to it. I appreciate it, and I'm not embarrassed to say that. It's not the kind of music that I'm gonna make. I might experiment a little bit here and there, but I'm gonna bring what I do to the table. But I know who I am, and I know what kind of music I like to make, and I know what feels right when I make it. But that doesn't mean that I can't enjoy other sort of branches of the hip hop tree, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, now it's not a us versus them situation anymore, I feel.
No, I agree.
Yeah, in terms of underground versus mainstream. I mean, you know, look at Macklemore. Macklemore is blowing up. He's independent, and he's blown up, you know.
And he's a straight-up underground rapper. He comes
right
from the underground. We did shows. He follows me on Twitter. Like, I'm honored that he does. Like, guys like the biggest star on the planet.
Right.
Of course, I follow him, and I'm a fan. I'm cheering for him. You know, he's someone from the Northwest, and I'm super, super proud of that guy. I don't know him very well on a personal level or anything, but I feel close to what he's doing because he comes from the same place that I come from.
Right.
Not only on the map, being from the Northwest, but being an underground hip-hop artist that totally believed in the purity of the culture.
Yeah.
And he's just out there having a great time. And he had a perfect example of a way to become successful. You know, I think he started really garnishing fans. The word I'm not using is right, pardon me. But he started really, like, getting fans, if I'm correct, by doing songs with real positive messages. Like,
right.
I think he has songs about, like, you know, like, everybody just accepting people for who they are and you know, gay rights and things like that. I was like, that takes balls to do stuff like that. Like, that's
right.
Really, really awesome.
Right.
Like, what a cool dude. Like, I'd love to chill out with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's sober from what I understand as well, like myself, and I think we've gone through similar experiences, so I can't help but just be on the sidelines.
Be on this team. Yeah, I'm rooting for him too. You know, some people unfairly are saying that he sold out because he blew up, and I was like, I don't think that's fair.
Called being successful. Like,
yeah.
And he's successful on his own terms.
Right.
Perfect example about a home run. And it's just ridiculous. And we can go into a whole nother topic about talking shit on the internet, which I have a real problem with. And I might actually make a song actually about that, is what I'm thinking, something that needs to be done. but it's just asinine to talk. I mean, all he is doing is having a great time, having fun. He's making songs and videos with comedy, and they're entertaining. And he's just doing everything on his own terms. He's not at all doing things that look uncomfortable for him. He's just being himself. Like, to disrespect that just shows you that people are just, they just want to find something to complain about.
Yeah, exactly. They just want to hate on whatever is popular, even if it's good. Yeah. And I'm not down with that either. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like I made this It Get Better song with Chin and Sophia Denai. And this song is just got added to 8 radio stations, mainstream radio stations. There's a chance it's going to get added tomorrow. It just got added on Power Rotation on Much Music. There's a chance it's going to get on MTV. I'm very proud of that.
Right.
And I'm not going to feel bad if it's successful, because it's successful on my own terms.
Right.
I didn't make the song with any thought in mind about why I was making a song. We just made a song. So if we just make a song in the same way that I make all my other songs, and that song transcends and becomes popular, that song affects people and reaches a broader audience, a wider audience. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Right, and I mean, you have achieved, you know, a lot of success. You've had albums that have gone platinum, and you've won Junos, you know.
Yeah, four.
Right.
Yeah, and that was making music on our own terms.
Right.
And that's a home run.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm still an underground rapper today, and nobody's questioning that, even though I've had mainstream success.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still me. I'm still in my own lane. I'm still pushing myself lyrically. I'm right. not watering things down, and I'm not making music for business reasons.
Right.
As long as you're following that, and you acknowledge that you are an underground rapper, and that's where you come from, then you're being true to yourself, and you have nothing to. Simple as that.
Yeah, and I respect that. You know, I definitely respect that. All right,
thank you. Let me make it clear. Just because I have success with a song doesn't mean I'm going to run to the studio and make a bunch of songs like that now.
Right.
I'm just going to be a fierce, rip-your-face-off, razor-sharp lyricist, and I'm going to set myself apart from the rest of the herd because I will rip someone's face off lyrically, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm proud of, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. And I'm going to do it for the next 6-10 years or however long I keep doing this for. And my goal is to go down in history as one of the fiercest MCs on the planet. That's my goal in life. But if I right. can have some success with songs on the way, then I welcome that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it